Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
So every episode, as we say, every week comes out of either something we've heard in our personal development that we listen to or an experience we've had that week. And this episode is no different. Today, we want to talk about how to protect your mindset when you're dealing with difficult people. And when you are in a profession like we are, but not just our profession, but like our specialty is litigation.
Yes.
So when you are a litigator, your job is to be in contentious situations, advocate on behalf of your client. And very often we come across people that are difficult, right?
Yes.
So over the years, I've learned so much better how to protect my mindset when I have to deal with somebody that I know is going to be either they're going to be difficult or the situation is difficult. But I want to preface this by saying this has taken me a really long time.
Yes.
To get better at, and I am constantly working on it because it's really hard, right?
Yeah, I am not good at this yet. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, because Laura was my savior this week. In addition to talking to my husband about this, Laura's mindset and her temperament is always so helpful, because I had a particularly stressful week in dealing with certain individuals that I knew I was going to have to deal with. And I tried my best to prepare my mindset for the situations that I would have to encounter them in. And it's so hard, because no matter how much preparing you can do, there's still this like low level anxiety that I get going into these situations, because I'm almost anticipating like that. This is the crazy thing, right? We anticipate what the issues are going to be, so we try to prepare for them. But then we also go into them knowing like, this is how these people are going to behave or they're going to act. So why don't we know better? That's not how our brains work. So we have to be really diligent in trying to retrain our brains and protecting our mindset from allowing it to get like so overwhelming and almost debilitating.
It really can become debilitating
when
you know that you have to face somebody and deal with somebody that you know is going to cause you a lot of anxiety. And, you know, and it's like what I always tell my kids, like, you cannot control how other people behave, how other people treat you, what other people do.
Right.
You can only control how you react to the situation. And believe me, it is really difficult not to feed into that situation and get angry and get anxious, and just, it causes a lot of anxiety. But if you can, you know, I think it's important to visualize yourself in the situation before you actually get there. Envision how the person is going to react, especially if you know this person's behavior, like Amy did. Like, she knew, although I don't think you knew how bad it was going to be.
No.
But she had some sense of how it was going to go. And we talked through it. So it's important to have somebody to like bounce things off of. It's okay to admit that it's making you anxious. Like, don't pretend that it's not bothering you. Don't pretend you're okay, because that's not helpful. You should find somebody to talk to about it and talk through it. And what did you say after we talked about it? Like, you felt so much better.
Oh, it made me feel so much better. And also too, like, you're really doing a disservice to other people in your life if you don't come honestly with them as to what you're feeling, like what your state is. So I made it very clear at home too, to my husband. I was like, listen, today is going to be a really stressful day. One, you might not hear from me. And two, if you do hear from me, I might be like a ball of anxiety, or I might be really angry about how something happened, like how things go down. And also, it's not fair to my team. Like, it's not fair to Laura if I come in here and I'm just like closing myself out from the rest of the office and not available because I'm so stressed. Talking through it with her was so helpful. So like, the first tip is obviously trying to visualize yourself in that situation. And then the second one is sometimes you just need a good old pep talk. And that's what we did the other day. So not only did I have one stressful situation, I then had a second one that I was going into. And that one actually ended up being even more stressful, because I just had a really stressful situation earlier this week. And this is what happens to us as litigators. We are always in situations that are contentious, whether, and it's because we're advocating on behalf of our clients. And if you haven't been in that role, you really won't understand it. It's not that we're trying to do it to be nasty and argumentative, but it's just the nature of how you have to advocate for your client and you're advocating your position. And while we can see both sides of every position, we still have to be there in the best interest of our client. So the second instance, I was feeling so anxious and I came to the office and I walked right into Laura's office and I was like, I need a pep talk, Katina. I need some sort of guidance here. And she was like, look, and she just laid it out for me. And it really helped me just calm my emotions, because another thing that we preach on here all the time is that you are not your highest self if you are working from your emotional state.
Right. Like,
you need to remain grounded in the facts and what you know to be true, and not the emotional state that you're in that's driving the response that you're going to say. And that for me is the hardest thing.
It's so, so hard.
Yeah.
And there are certain people that we have to deal with that when they don't have the facts on their side, they will try to make you seem like you're crazy, right? Yeah. You're wrong. Your position's wrong. Your facts are wrong. Mm-hmm. Everything's wrong about you. They will attack you personally. And then you can walk away feeling like, am I nuts?
Am I the crazy one? Yeah. That's called gaslighting. Folks.
Right. But this one person in particular, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And that's what they've always done, especially when the facts are not on their side. Mm-hmm. They tap dance and make you feel like you're wrong and you're crazy. And I kind of just reminded Amy of like who she is, what the facts are, what the factual history is, and just like, just remember who you are and remember what the facts are.
Yeah.
Because that's what matters. And if you let yourself get drawn into the emotional aspect of the situation, it's going to make it 1,000 times worse, because it's so easy to get sucked in and get engaged of that game of just craziness and chaos with this person.
Yeah.
But you have to try to remember to stand your ground, be firm, and remember who you are and why you are where you are at this point in your career.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll help you take it down a notch.
And so specifically to attorneys like us, this is the process that I did. So I had my pep talk in the morning with Laura, had a little pep talk with my husband before I left for work for the day. And then when I had 10 minutes by myself before this appearance happened, I sat and I reviewed the facts and the law that I know to support the facts. Because one of the biggest takeaways from Laura's pep talk to me was, you know that this person is going to throw everything that they can at the wall. They're going to try and confuse you. They're going to try and scramble you. They're going to try and get you emotional because you're going to say like, those aren't the facts. That's a lie. That's a misrepresentation, whatever it is. And she's like, stick to the facts, stick to what you know. And so what I did was I focused that entire time. And when my client got to where we were, I focused my client on the facts and I focused. So all of our energy was really being wrapped up into the facts and what supports the facts, what the law is that supports the facts, because I knew that that was going to be the strongest argument no matter what. I knew in presenting it to a judge, that's always going to land the best. The judges don't want to hear, contrary to television shows and like popular belief, the judges don't like when attorneys come in there and like put on these big shows that are super dramatic and like
tap dancing.
They don't yelling.
These
are very smart, educated people. They know the tactics that you're using. And if they've been practitioners like us too, they know all of your tricks that you're trying to pull. So my position was that I was going to be really firm on the facts and stick with the law and stick with what I knew to be the absolute truth and cut through all of the emotion and really try to center myself. And I will tell you, not only did that work, but it also made me feel so much better. Yeah. And it made me feel really confident leaving that interaction and saying to myself, like, this is how you do it. This is how you can prepare your mindset and then show yourself, like prove to yourself that you can show up that way. You don't have to be reactive all the time. You can really stand your ground and be proactive and really take control of the situation in that sense.
And I think it's important to remind yourself too. I may or may not have reminded Amy about what a clown this person is. I think that it's important to remind yourself also about who you're dealing with.
Yes.
Because you know the games, you know the showmanship, you know all the garbage is going to be flying at you. And it's important to remember also who you're dealing with,
yeah,
and kind of put it in perspective. Like, understand that this is how they're going to act. You cannot change or control what they're doing. So it's important to get control of yourself.
Yes. And use it tactfully too. So on the flip side, I knew in that situation, I knew what was going to happen if we showed up and that individual acted just the same old way that they were. And what I said was, I can't control how they're going to show up, but I can control how I'm going to show up. And I can control the presentation I'm going to give. And we've talked about this. This is probably one of my favorite podcast episodes. And I don't remember the number, but about talking about being in control of who you want to be and being proud of the person that you were in that moment, and that you didn't allow the emotions and the games and all of that other stuff to affect who you were and how you delivered yourself. So keep that in mind too, going into a situation. Like, be the person that you are going to be really proud of and feel confident in leaving that interaction.
And I have to tell you that it's taken me many years to get to this point. When I was younger, I was like totally reactive, would fly right back at somebody if that's how they were behaving. I can remember a few instances in particular where I look back at it now and I'm like, well, the me today would not react like that.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of years of work and practice and mindset shifts and training. And one thing that has really helped me, honestly, is meditation. Before, you know, if I have like a deposition or a situation that's going to, I know is going to be contentious and anxiety provoking, I will sit and do a 3-minute meditation. But the other thing I've become really good at is visualizing the situation and envisioning like how I think it will go down. So when you get there, it's like you've been there before and you know what to expect, and you have already decided for the most part how you're going to handle it.
Yeah.
So, but that takes a lot of work.
Oh, it takes so much work. It does. And that those are practices for sure that you need to work at every single day. The one thing I also realized and learned from this interaction this week was something that you said too. You remembered that one interaction you had in the Bronx all of those years ago on the street corner with that one attorney that said to you, like, was screaming at you, and you were like, dude, I'm not suing you personally, right?
You recognize that I'm not suing you, right?
That moment in time has been a touchstone for Laura when she needs a reminder of who she wants to be and how she wants to show up. So it's almost like this interaction this week is now in another item I could put in my book of proof where I know I can show up the way that I want to show up. And this is going to remind me that I want to show up in this way, and it's going to be useful and it's going to be successful too.
And you cannot, although in some situations it's very hard, but you cannot take on the emotions of your client. And that is what this person does. It's like when I was dealing with this other attorney on that street corner in the Bronx, and I was like, he was screaming at me. It's like, I am not suing you personally. Like, what is going on here? And you have to put yourself in that place to realize, like, yes, it's contentious and anxiety provoking, and you want to advocate the best that you can for your clients. But you have to remember that you have certain facts that you can't change.
Yeah.
And you just have to deal with the facts. Like, you can't change them. You can't make them up, and you cannot take on the emotional situation that your client is in. Does that make sense?
And that's not just for clients too. That makes 1,000% of sense, because my husband tells me this all the time, that I tend to take on like the fight for the little people, and not little, like diminishing them, but like, I tend to take on the fight for other people. I take it up because I'm like, I could argue that a little bit better for them. So let me try, let me take a stab at it, and like, let me defend people. It is so exhausting. Like, this is going to be my life's work, is to make sure that I'm not unnecessarily taking on the emotions and that burden of other people's emotions or their, you know, challenges or their interactions with other people. You can't do that. You have to protect your peace. And that was part of protecting my mindset, was protecting my own peace this week and realizing, like, what can I control? What is within my control? How am I going to do it? And these are some of the trips and tools that we use.
I never used to protect my peace ever. And I, even growing up, I remember taking on, I can remember a few different situations where one of my close friends, this girl, was bothering her. And I said something to the person and I was like, you better leave her alone. And, but like, that was not my fight. It was not, but I became so involved with like my friend's emotional situation that like I stepped in to try to help her. It's kind of what we do now, right? And for a living. But it's like
we have like a, this is actually a, it's a characteristic of entrepreneurs too, of being like the hero, being the savior, being the one that comes in and like does it because you know how to do it. And that doesn't serve you well. That actually drains your energy a tremendous amount. And what we say with our clients is like, I don't care how agitated you are, that you haven't gotten paid, that you have an issue with so-and-so, or that you have something. I don't care. I don't care about the problem that you have. What I care about are the facts. What are the facts and are they favorable to you? And what's the strategy going forward? Like, that's it. Because we can't manipulate the facts. You can't manipulate any of that. So the emotions will come and go. They're going to come like waves with your client because they're so invested in it. But you have to remain that little bit of detachment so that you don't get sucked into it. And then it becomes your fight. And then you turn out to be this horrible human being yelling at other people.
Yeah. And so this is, since this is something that's so difficult to work on, what would you tell people to start with? Like, what's one, the first step that they could take to try to work towards this?
I would say that if you don't feel like your own pep talks are doing the job, you have to find somebody else that you can talk to and bounce this off of. Because no matter how much progress I feel like I make with this particular individual or these kinds of interactions, I know myself to know that I can still fall back into that really emotional reactive place. And that comes from a lot that's not going to get unwound in any foreseeable future right now. So I know I have somebody like Laura that I can talk to her. And I know that this is where it's like, you got to go to the person that you know is kind of going to snap you back from your emotions for a second.
Like Amy.
Yes. No, like she's like, listen, look, this is what you're going to say. But it, like, that's what I needed. I needed to go to that person. So if you know that there's a person that you can identify in your life that really is going to be grounded in the way that they approach things, they're going to maybe be a little more level-headed. They're detached from the situation so they can think very clearly and they can give you some solid advice. I think that's the first step for anybody. Because what it does is it kind of interrupts that cycle that you're talking to yourself in. You know, it interrupts that for you for a moment so that you can see things a little more clearly. And now you have a person that you almost like, okay, I don't want to disappoint the advice that I just got from somebody that I really actually trust their advice.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you don't have somebody that you trust at this point that you can use, you know, as your like sounding board in that moment, I would recommend really sitting for a minute. And like, if you know you're going to have an encounter or a meeting or something like Amy had this week in a situation that she knew was going to be stressful, kind of separate yourself for a minute, sit down, take a breath and do what I talked about with the, you know, envisioning the situation, decide how you want to behave, how you want to act, what you want to be like in the situation. And you know what? Give yourself some grace because it's not, it's hard. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
But if you can take a breath, think about the situation, envision how it's going to go, decide how you want to be in the situation. I think that's also a good, you know, first step to handle a situation like that.
Yeah,
it's very stressful. It takes, you know, a lot of work and a lot of time, but if you give yourself grace and you keep working on it, I think these tips should be pretty helpful for you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.